I don't want to waste too much time here because we only have so much time with Eric Semmel from Tap Computers. You can listen to Computer Talk 9 to 11 every Saturday. It's part of our Tech Tuesday segment that we started here last week, and we now have Eric in studio, which is great. How's it going?
It's going good, Brian. How are you?
You got the camera set up.
Why not?
Like, you're legit technology. We need to get permanent cameras in here, which I've been working
on
for a while. It's funny because you have stuff to talk about. If I could go out of order, there's Microsoft, this big data breach. Well, I want to talk about Apple.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not a big Apple guy, but that's fine. The new AI thing.
But also, like, I hate to say it, but like Siri stinks. Like, I mean it. Like,
she or he
never answers questions.
Right.
And no, I'm serious.
I've heard that before.
So now Apple, they're first of all, we don't know what they track and how they track and so on and so forth.
Right.
But they're tracking us through Wi-Fi.
So basically your wireless, you can actually be tracked now through the whole wireless system, where, you know, people who think they're not being tracked are, because your access points are tracking you. This is kind of like when you try to find a device, like go find my laptop or go find my phone. That Wi-Fi network is humongous, and they can actually pinpoint where you are just using the Wi-Fi network. That's how those little tags work, the air tags work. They use Bluetooth and other devices to kind of say, hey, oh, I see Brian just passed me in the airport here. Okay.
Why do they want that? Why do they want that data?
Well, it's not that they want it. It's just, it's something they configured and set up to be there for you. And it's a useful tool if you're trying to find your luggage, right? But if you look at some of the article that I showed you with Brian Krebs, he does a great explanation of it. If you happen to be in a war zone, and you happen to be a military person, well, they can pinpoint where you are as far as where your Apple device might be. And that may not be very handy if you're...
And is that hackable so that a bad operator could...
Doesn't even have to be hackable. It's just available. It's just available. It's data that's available as far as find my whatever. And because...
But can someone else access that data?
Of course. Yeah, so that's the big issue here, and it's how these access points were created. They were set up in a way that would made it much more easy for folks to know where they're going, where they've been, using that Wi-Fi network as a tracking system.
And so and Microsoft at the same time is getting a little bit of hot water with their tracking.
Right, their new Recall product is basically an AI product. It's similar to what Apple just came out with, where it basically is going to track every, not track, but actually capture every moment on your computer, every password, everything, every document you're writing, every email you're configuring or writing is going to be tracked and saved, quote unquote, to your hard drive as part of their Recall system.
And so they're doing it for you, so in case something goes wrong, you can retrieve it.
Well, it's like a DVR of what you did all day.
Yeah.
Do you really need that, Brian? Do you really need to go back and say, what did I do? I'd rather bring up the Word document than watch myself actually work on the document.
Right.
You know? And so this type of stuff, again, with AI, it's all training the AI. It's using your data. And folks are extremely worried about Microsoft in doing this.
With either the Microsoft issue or what we talk with Apple, is there a way that people can not do it?
With Recall, right now you have to choose the Windows 11 with the Copilot Plus enabled. However, as if you've listened to my show over the past 30 years, I don't trust Microsoft as far as I can throw them. It'll be something that is doable on every system, if I had to guess. And they've already shown ways of hacking the data. Wired had a great article explaining that. And of course, you can configure it on a non-Copilot system already. So as far as trying to opt out, if you're asking that, the answer generally is no. And we need to have systems that are not doing what they're doing to us. I mean, Elon just was really upset about Apple including AI in their operating systems. Now they're going to include ChatGPT. And he's like, if you're not going to be allowed to bring an Apple device into my factories or into my companies, if that's
now,
the
case.
Now,
he's mad because he's developing his own stuff.
He's not mad about it. He's developing his own stuff that's going to be smarter AI, most likely, considering it's Elon. But it's basically, again, when you're working on an Apple device, let's say you're working, I brought this up last Saturday, you're working on a next great screenplay. Do you know when you're working on this if Google is reading it, if Microsoft is reading it, if Apple's reading it these days? I don't know. What tool do you use to know that they're not capturing your stuff and somebody asks ChatGPT a question and all of a sudden your screenplay idea pops out? That's the problem.
But I mean, and they would be doing that with that. I guess my question is, are these unintended consequences of the march of progress with AI, or are these things that are being done Because I understand, like, with Microsoft, like, listen, I've written papers, and I thank the Lord above that when something crashed, that there's some sort of recall on right. Microsoft Word. But
that's a backup. That's different than a recall.
So my question is this nefarious, or is this just the thing that that comes with the territory as this technology evolves?
It's just that we haven't really put in safeguards about as far as how AI is developed. And that was one of the reasons Elon got out of the whole OpenAI ChatGPT. He was actually one of the founders of it. He found that what was going on here is not with the proper safeguards. It's just back to, again, IT people don't tend to think ahead all the way. You know, they make it work. They don't even know why they make it work.
Right.
And it sort of works. And that's the issue. You need actual governing bodies, and you need actually some barriers to keep AI in line.
But you know the thing about that, we're talking with Eric Semmel, by the way, of Tap Computer. Computer Talk is 9 to 11 every Saturday, and it's how long has it been going for?
Almost 30 years.
Yeah, it's incredible. You had a lot more hair.
I did have a lot more hair.
I think that now I lost my train of thought, but I think this whole technology thing is pretty frightening to a lot of people, mm-hmm. and so I think it's important to dispel it. But I don't know, when I think of all the tentacles it's in, I feel like you can't put the genie back in the bottle. But what does that mean for
you cannot put it maybe back in the bottle, but you can choose other alternative AIs out there. I mean, one of the examples I heard recently was OpenAI, or one of the AIs was asked, what's worse, misgendering Caitlyn Jenner or thermonuclear war? And of course, the ChatGPT came back with a politically correct answer, misgendering Caitlyn Jenner. Well, even Caitlyn Jenner agrees that thermonuclear war is worse than misgendering Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
So there's a problem with how the AI is configured, and there's a problem with truth. And again, when it comes down to what Elon wants to do is he wants to focus AI on truth, whether you may not appreciate the truth or not. And, you know, world is flat. Well, it's not. So that truth exists, whether you don't like it or not. And if you can have AI that actually functions on truth rather than us ding dong humans entering the data, you'll actually end up with maybe a product that actually serves humanity rather than.
Now, knowing what you know, like whether it be HAL or Terminator, like, but I mean, a lot of sci-fi stuff is becoming reality.
So, I know.
Like, how nervous are you about the potential direction some of this can?
I'm hopeful. I've tried to take the tack that I'm not afraid of AI. Understanding how the sausage is made with Microsoft, where it still crashes every 20 minutes, it feels like, right? So if we can't still have an operating system that works well after it's the year 2024, I'm really not afraid of HAL coming to life and killing everybody.
That's good.
So I think we're probably okay there. But the promise of AI is that it's going to help a lot of people who don't have access to that truthful information, you know, 2 + 2 = 4 every time. You know, that information needs to be available so that we can actually have folks get kind of trained up, get more intelligent, let the artificial intelligence help the human intelligence improve.
Yeah.
Rather than right now, the artificial intelligence is being trained by the human intelligence, and I think that might be part of the problem.
I just worry about some skills that should be essential becoming vestigial, and then we just start to decline, and it's like, I always think of you know, that Pixar movie with the little robot
humans
up in the cruise ship
there, Wall-E.
Wall-E, and they can't even walk because their muscles are just not even there. We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tap Computer here. And again, Computer Talk, you can listen to him every Saturday, 9 to 11. Let's get to a couple of newsy stories here. Like, why does cybersecurity matter with water?
Yeah, so 70% of the water treatment systems are not passing their cybersecurity requirements.
Why do they have to?
Well, because you don't want bad actors entering the SCADA system of water systems and actually causing problems. Now, thankfully, I was the president of the Board of Water Commissioners in Southington.
Really?
I was served on there for 7 years. So I understand that we're not going to actually have enough chemicals on there to dose the water to cause too much harm. But again, having a bad actor in there messing with your water systems, emptying tanks or what have you, is not a good thing. And you do want to make sure you have controls over that. And a problem with water systems, sewage systems, government systems in general, is that they really aren't doing a very good job of protecting those networks. And so hearing that report and showing that 70% of them are not up to par is definitely a concern, considering the government wants us to protect our CUI data for the military stuff that's out there. At least you can protect things like water. I mean, it should be
pretty easy.
Standard.
Yeah. We're out of time.
All right.
We can talk about some other stuff. I won't be here next week.
All right.
But the week after, I don't know if I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there the week after. Eric Semmel, it's great to talk to you. You set up the cameras, and I look forward to doing this segment every week. I think that your knowledge is awesome. And if people want to, you take calls on Saturdays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we take calls on Saturdays, try to help their problems.
And there's no problem too small, too basic,
no,
or that he's done before. So, I mean, if you got an issue, it's a safe space to no, it's true, though. It's a safe space to ask anything you want during Computer Talk 9 to 11 right here on WTSC.